Morning is past week's daf, was daf ayin, 10th perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see, the sugi starts on Samach Tesom Beis, Boy Rabo. So let's see. Zot Gemara Boy Rabo, Kai Mumu Fulechi Bevasa. Sorry, wrong Gemara. Boy Rabo. Three lines from the bottom. Boy Rabo, Kai Mlechi Ayoim Mahu. Yes, someone expresses a kaim lechi hayom, kim for today, mahu. Zok the gemara mahu was the loch. Mi aminan and Mura speaks that it's told him. Mi aminan kiman do omar lo mufur lechi lemochor. Would that be equivalent to saying that he wants that foro for tomorrow? Kaim lechi hayim, that's mashma. That would seem to infer that the kim is just for today. He wants a hafora for tomorrow. And according to this, the more it seems to be that would work. Aydilma holoi omarlo. Adazof the gemara holoi omarlo. He didn't express it. Didn't express it. Okay, so the first point over here in this Gemara seems to be that the hanoch of this Gemara seems to be going that if he were to express it, then it sounds like it would work. Right? So the Ran tells us that this Gemara is going like that. The Gemara is going to maybe will raise that doubt. But at this point, the Gemara is assuming that were he to say that, meaning to say that were he to say that he wants a kim for today and for tomorrow, it would work. So let's just think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Kim today and for tomorrow, it would work. So the question that obviously comes to mind is that we know that the halacha on Yom Shomay, right? Yom Shomay can only be done on the Yom Shomay. So tomorrow apparently would seem to have the problem of passing the Yom Shomay. So this let's just speak through the possibilities over here. Mentioned before, I mean this idea that if a person is shoysik, he's quiet during the Yom Shomay passes. Right? Yom Shomay passes, he can't be made for anymore. What's the reason for that? What is the reason for that? Is the reason for that because there's an expiration on the hafora power, maybe any power for that matter, right? Is that the reason? Remember, we spoke about this last time. The fact of the matter is that there's a din of a yom shomay, and if a person is shoysik, a person's quiet. Here's the nether. Right? No response. Till the Yom Shavuot is over, then he can't be mefer anymore. Right? That's the halacha. Now we want to know what is the reason for that, and maybe we'll see where there might be any differences. So if the reason for that is that he doesn't have any hafora power after the day is over. Then we have to understand. When the Gemara over here seems to be saying that he could make a kum for today and for tomorrow. Right? What happens is his hafora power. Where did he get his hafora power? Right. So on that we would further think, right, that when we say that there is no hafora power, right, there's really two. two parts of making afor, right? You have the ma'is afor, right? Making afor, and then we have what we call the chalois afor, the actual activation of the afor, right? Right, the ma'is afor is expressing the dibur or somehow making be megal his rotzen, whatever you need as far as the ma'isa afora, and then you have the actual point of the activation that the afora taking place and nullifying the nether. Right, we said that's two things, right? when we say according to what we're saying that a person doesn't his hafara abilities expire after the Yom Shamay, is that now we're further investigating a little bit, okay? So we're taking on very narrow glasses over here, right? So the ear is getting a little thin where we're heading right now, so you got to be ready for this, okay?
Mm-hmm. It just seems like we always seem to come to this issue of a Maisa and a Chalos.
Right.
And it just seems to come up all the time. I don't understand how it keeps coming up. Why didn't we settle this already?
Very very fundamental. Yeah. See, this is your job. After you finish this parish, you're going to take all the different places and you're going to see if we have a final maskana on this. We have a raya on this. Okay. Yeah, akapanam. So what we're discussing is like this. Is this that when the Yom Shamay is over and a person doesn't have the wherewithal to be mefer, why is that? What does he not have the ability to do? Which one of these two things, or maybe both, right, is the problem that he can't make the Maisa Haforo? But as far as the chalois of the hafora, that there's no limitation on, or the limitation affects the ability to make the chalois hafora. The nafkamina in that will be, is that let's say he makes the ma'isa hafora on the Yom Shamay, and he's sending it, right? He wants the activation to happen tomorrow, right? So he's doing the ma'isa hafora today, and he wants to be activated tomorrow. So if the problem of being made for tomorrow is just lies in the Maisa HaFora, that he can't do the Maisa HaFora, well, he did that today, right? He put things into play, so then it'll work. But if he doesn't have the power to activate a HaFora past the Yom Shamay, then it won't work. Right? So getting back to this Gemara over here. That this Gemara over here seems to be assuming that if a person says clearly, I want a Hakoma today, and I want a Hafora tomorrow, it works. Right? So we just discussed that if the reason why a person is quiet the whole Yom Shamay, he can't be made for tomorrow, if that's because of a lack of ability to make the hafara, now were we to say that the lack of the ability to make the hafara is just because he can't make the ma'isa hafara, but the chalois of the hafara could happen really at any point of time, so then we would understand this Gemara when the Gemara says that if today, because he's doing it today, right today he's doing both, right? He's making a ma'isa hakama, ma'isa hafara. The ma'isa hakama he's making now to be chal for now, and he's making ma'isa haforo now for tomorrow. So that would be an explanation why it could work. Okay, that's even if we were to learn that there's an expiration on his ability. Now, okay, that's that. Now if you go back to that original question, right, and take the other side of things. What you mean to say is that initial question, this, that a person who's quiet the entire Yom Shamay, he cannot be made for anymore. There's another reason, another possibility for that. Right, and the Ran talks that we saw before. And that's because that by being shaysik, he's revealing to us that he's happy with the nether. And therefore, it becomes memela mekuyim. And once the nether is mekuyim, right, then you can't break it anymore with a hafara. So according to that understanding, there's no expiration at all in his abilities, as far as he's concerned, you know, that you know, hafara is always within his power. But the problem is that hafara can only break a nether that's vulnerable to hafara. Now, if the nether became solidified, right, it became, you know, that brass plating formed on the nether, which is a result of hakama, then, you know, then that hammer doesn't work anymore. Right, the hammer's not strong enough. You know, you have the hammer. Right? You could swing and you could do what you want, but it's not going to break it. So now let's think about that. And if that's understanding, that in this scenario that he clearly told us initially that he's not happy with this nether. you know, going into tomorrow, right? You know, that's what it'll be. You know, at the according to understanding, it means is that, you know, at the end of the day, if we see that you're happy, so then that's solidified, right? But if he tells us initially that you know, I don't want this hakama to last. I only want the hakama just for today, but not for tomorrow. So he's really megaladaited that he does not want the hakama. So in such a situation, then that memeldika hakama won't happen, and therefore the nether will be still in its original state, that it'll be breakable tomorrow when he decides to salt.
Yeah, but first it happened for today.
Right, happened for today. Mm-hmm. Now this happens to be going with an assumption, right, which maybe we might find out is not necessarily has to be, but this is all going with the assumption that when a person makes a hakoma, he could put a limitation on the hakoma, right? And that's what you're saying. You know, I want a hakoma, but the hakoma I only want it to last till, you know, the end of today, all right? So when today is over, there's no more hakoma. That hakoma that he made is not lasting anymore, and we just have to deal with the fact that we're tomorrow. That's what we just discussed. All right. So what we just spoke through right now is like this: is that there's two general tzadim to explain how a person who shoysik is quiet the entire day, why he cannot be made for tomorrow. And we explained, according to either tzad, how it's possible that if on the Yom Shomoy he expresses his interest in Hafora tomorrow, how the Hafora could be Chal tomorrow. Okay, that's all going with this assumption of the Gemara right over here. Now, like this. Now, what are the two tzadim of the Gemara? The Gemara over here is discussing a case where a person said that he wants kaim leichi ayam. That's all he said. Right? He did not clearly talk about the hafara. Kaim leichi ayam. First side of the Gemara is that command the omad amufer leichi lemocha. So first of all, like this. Now, the Gemara tells us that we hear in what he's saying, when he says, I want a hakom for today, we hear that inference that I want a hafora for tomorrow. I want a hafora for tomorrow. Right, that's what the Gemara tells us. Maybe you might have questioned that, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning to say like this, that true, that he's limiting his hafara, but But a non-hafara doesn't necessarily... I'm sorry, hakama. A non-hakama doesn't necessarily mean hafara, right? He could just be saying, you know, I want my hakama for today. I don't want to come tomorrow. You know, what do you want tomorrow? Well, you know, we didn't discuss that. So, but the more understands that a person... I think upon him, this side of the Gemara, when a person is limiting his hakama, it's apparent that the reason why he's doing that because he wants a hafara, right? Because and probably the reason for that is that you know if he's not interested in hafara tomorrow, then what's the difference whether his hakama right, is here tomorrow or not here tomorrow? It will be similar to a shtika, right? That's probably where that would come from, right? Which regardless, right? You know, so why should a person be interested in hakama just today? I said that could be where the mashmois comes from, but he says hakama today, he means he wants hafara tomorrow.
So can I?
Yeah, let's hear
a different
that.
Thought on
yeah,
that
okay, yeah.
Is before coming to this sugya, we thought that a person could be in one of three states. He could be in hakama state, hafara state, or no man's land where he hasn't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm seeing from this Gemara that a person can only be in one of two states, and we could be in a third state that we don't know where he's going to go, but if he expresses either state, it's to the exclusion of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, right on the, and then this would maybe a difference if it's, you know, not specifically tomorrow, but for an hour. And then, once he expresses hakama, it's an automatic, at least for the time of the hakama, that there's, you know, no hafara. And once he expresses hafara, he can only be in one of those two states. A person can't say that I'm in neither, or I want to be making to tomorrow and today I'm parv. You know, a person can only be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see again, like you mentioned more later on when we talk about all on one day. This will idea will come up again, and we'll fear that. But okay, but this is what you want to suggest. That a person is the either or, is the either or.
Didn't we also learn that a person can't say both at the same time? I'm Makim and I'm Mayfair.
Okay.
So in this case, he's basically saying that I'm Makim now and I'm Mayfair. I'm Mayfair. We do it same day.
One second. Well, no. Where are you? Well, in this case over, he's saying I want to key him today. That's what he said. Right.
And a hafara tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, right. That we're taking out of mashmoist right. That he wants hafara tomorrow. So he's not activating both things at the same time. Right.
Although we're inferring that he's activating.
No, but that case was where he wanted to be mkuyim la'ola umefer at the same time. This is a limited hakama. Uh-huh. There's a difference between a limited hakama and an eternal hakama.
The other one was the ola. I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you hear that?
Yeah, I hear. But okay. Also, why are we inferring from his deeper here, kaim lechi hayom, that he wants? Why don't we say that he should have said rak hayom, only today?
Okay, I mean that might be the other side of things. the Gemara right now is having a shaila. If a person says kim lechi hayoyim, does that create the wherewithal to make a hafara tomorrow? So we're first discussing the first side. Now, what you're saying might be the second side, unless you feel very strongly about that side, and you don't feel that the Gemara has the right to entertain this side, right? But I hear what you're saying, maybe as a possibility, as a definite. No, I wouldn't I wouldn't know if we'd have the, you know, the surety to say to ask that as a question. Mm-hmm. All right? And that brings us to the second side. Okay, snokos. So the first side over here we said was that there's a mashmois that this is what he was. Okay, we discussed maybe, you know, where that comes from. Now, this is also assuming, and which might be the Gemara Shaila here, that in order to make a Maisa HaFora, it's not necessary to have Hilchus Dibur, right? We don't have to have a Bitus for Sam. We don't have to express it in words.
I didn't learn that way.
Okay, one second. What? I think this side definitely has to hold like that. The question is maybe what the other side is. But in other words, this over here, unless you could turn this into a Bitus for Sam.
I was learning for sure you actually have
definitely need
you can have Hafara, believe. I was taking that as a hanacha.
Well, I don't know if it's belief. This is an expression, but not a positive expression, like a mechlalava to shemehain kind of thing. Okay. So is that belief? Right. So depending on what belief means, but one could differentiate that. Not, you know, it definitely the there was a gile of his rotzen. The words are not in a beferish positive expression. So that's what this al halacha is, right? You know, we know that certain that in Hilchos Nedarim there's a certain conditions of bitis for time, and we're hafor to require one to clearly state in a positive sense that he wants a hafara that you don't have over here, right?
There's another problem that you can only do hafara b'yom shamo. So even if he wants to be mufaleich l'machar,
that's the discussion we've had up until now. Catch him up in maybe 5 seconds.
Okay, you could do that. Yeah.
There's a question of whether it's the maisa has to be Yom Shomo, or even the Chalos has to be Yom Shomo. That was our discussion up until now, and the Rav entertained the Tut Stadin that we discussed last week. I don't know if you're going to hear, but that maybe Yom Shomo is that because you did a... Right, so I heard it, but I was listening and I didn't have a chance to really go through the Tut Stadim in my head. So maybe you'll retake the Tut Stadim.
well, let's maybe we'll suggest that if you could hear it because I'm concerned that it's gonna. But it's an issue by itself. So we could you know.
Go by
it. Yeah. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the Rav did make a point that at this point the Gemara is assuming that you can have a limited hakama, because that seems to be a question later in the Gemara, and so at this point it's taking as a hanacha that that's for sure.
Right. Works.
Okay.
Casey, right now we're focusing on the Tut Stadim of the Gemara, and we're up to the second side of the Gemara, while the Gemara holds that maybe it's not going to help. Aydim holoy omar lo, right? Now, what is the holoy omar lo? What's this sad? So, definitely one could say, like we were discussing before, holoy omar lo means he didn't say it beferish, right? And it was not expressed in the proper positive fashion that would be required. That's probably what the Mefarish says over here. If you look at the Mefarish in the bottom line over here.
So
Adil Maho, I'm just going to read this, okay? Adil Maho Loy Omar Lo Beferish Muferlechi Lemocher, right? He didn't say that Beferish, right? That is the problem.
We're assuming that he means Muferlechi Lemocher. That we're never done for sure. He definitely means Muferlechi Lemocher. The question is,
So this is what I wanted to point out over here, that if what's missing over here is the clarity of expression, then you're right. Then we definitely know what he wants, right? And that is on the table. And the problem just is that the way to create a hafara needs that
more
interest, right, to be housed in positive words, and that we don't have, right? Mm-hmm. Now there is another possibility to learn over here, which questions whether there's a clear mashmois, and that's what he wants, right? That point that we discussed initially, right? Now, if you look in the Ran, we'll leave it up to the Olim to decide how they understand the Ran. But let's look in the Ran. Yeah? The Ran over here, right? The very, very bottom line over here. So the Ran is about to explain the first side of the Gemara, right? Right? Is that equivalent to saying "amuf lechem mocher"? The hachi ka'omer. This is what he means. Kaim lecha yom bilvad. Right. Mm-hmm. Now the Ran seems to be needing to show where is the mashmois in kaim lechi that he wants a hafara tomorrow. So the Ran tells that. I'm going to tell you where we get this idea that he wants a hafara tomorrow, right? Because hachik omar bilvad, right?
Well, I'll tell you why I think he's saying that, because otherwise he wouldn't have to say the word hayom. He just say, if he was planning to be mekayim in la'olam, he'd just say I'm mekayim it. By saying hayom, he's showing that he only wants it to be hayom.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in agreement with that. But what I'm just pointing at is that I see that the Ran is taking the effort to show, right, and to speak out the mashmois, right, and therefore there would be possibly a way on to understand the Ran that the second side of the Mora Holy Omar Mufalech Limocher means that we're lacking the mashmois. Not that he didn't say it beferish, right? I don't see the Ran stressing it like the mefarish, that he didn't say it explicitly, right? I see what's happening in the Ran is, this Ran sounds like he's coming to tell me where the mashmois is, right? Okay, all right. One could think about this. Back upon him, right, we're just raising another possibility in the Gemara that the two stodim are, that is the other two stodim really whether their lies over here are sufficient mashmois in the first place, or that definitely there is a mashmois over here. However, that mashmois is not sufficient in order to create a hafor. Okay. If that's right, okay. So then, I know we just discussed a whole bunch of things at once, and we feel like we're juggling, like, you know, a four or five balls at once, and you know that's a little yeah, okay. But we just put out the ideas over there, and then could try to process it later. Right, Sunday morning is a little hard to jump into all this at once. Uh huh. Okay, now we're gonna.
I think from the rush it's clear, like the mafarish, right?
Yeah, I think so. The rush. Let me just see again. I mark myself again in the rush.
In rosh yotzi ha'afar.
Right. He says right. The right. If what's happening over here is mechalav at hashemehin, right? And that's not sufficient. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, now let's proceed.
I remember on Samach, we learned the Mishnah, Konam Yayim Shani Torim Hayom, Eina Osu Ela Ad Shetechshach, back on Samach.
Mm-hmm.
So there we said, it's only good for today. There was no question.
That the person made the nether only for one day.
But he said, He only said that he's not going to drink wine for one day. Right, and here we're saying.
Let's get at the question, and then we'll try to give the answer.
And here, right. What is he saying? He's saying, Kayim Lechi Hayom. He says today. Mm-hmm. So why is it different here that it shouldn't be only for today and over there was only for one day? Over there he said, anytime hayom. Today. So he made an edit for today, right? By the yayin. So it's only good for today. Right?
Okay.
So we're not implying...
Fine, but tomorrow he can't make the hafara.
Why? Because he said only hayom? Here he said, also here said hayom.
No, because he only has one day to make the hafar.
Right.
The difference is that back there it was talking about how long the nether is extended, and he only made the nether for one day.
Uh-huh. And here?
Over here we're talking about whether he's mekayim his wife or daughter's nether, and is he mekayim it just for one day, or is he mekayim it forever?
Because he's trying
to infer he's mekayim it for today, but he wants to make it for tomorrow.
Because of kayim. Not because of the word kayim. Really?
I think the answer that I'm trying to tell you is that the Gemara is discussing hafara, right? That Mishnah is talking about the extent of what he says, how long the nether is. We're not talking about any inference or reference about something other than the nether itself.
Uh-huh. Only the nether, not hafara.
Right.
And here we're trying to get into the hafara,
which is something other than he said. He spoke about hakama, and we're trying to take out and develop from what he says right, a second thing, which is a hafara. That's not the discussion over there.
Okay, so if he says any term, yam she any term hayom, it's only for today. There's no need for hafara. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, it's only good for today.
Yeah. No need for hafara.
This look over there is not really discussed in hafara. We're not talking about an isha making the nether necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're ready to proceed. Top of Ayin Omid Aleph Im Tim Tzuloy Maholoy Omar Lo. So the Gemara, as it says, is in Tim Tzuloy Ma, right? This is the way the Gemara goes. The Gemara takes on one of the tzadim and continues working with that tzad. Now, so the side of the Gemara takes on is Holoi Omar Lo, right? Which would be the second side of the Gemara, that there is no hafor because Loi Omar Lo. Yeah? Loi Omar Lo. And on that, the Gemara says that Omar Lo Mufer Lechi Lemochor Mahu. Well, okay, fine. If the problem is that he didn't say the hafor, let's say he does say the hafor. Right? He does say the hafor. And the Gemara now continues to speak out what the two tzadim are, whether it should work or not work. And the Gemara says, "Mi amrin lemochel matzi meifer." Do we say that tomorrow he can't be meifer the hakayim elinidrayim because he made the hakoma today? I dilma kivon deloy omar lo kayim leche ayoyim. The case that we're speaking about is that mufer lechi lemocher. Right, this case is he's only discussing the hafor. Right, mufer lechi lemocher mahu. So the Gemara says that mi amrin lemochel matzi meifer deha kaim elinidrei hayoyim. So that's gonna that's working with a that there is a kiyum today. Right? We'll have to see where that kiyum comes from. Dilma kivan deloy omar lo kiyum lechi hayoyim. He didn't say. Right? No, in this case, the Gemara is working out. So he didn't say both. He said mufar lechi lemochor. That's what he said. Mufar lechi lemochor. And the Gemara says that on the one hand, Zokta Gemara, well, if there will be mashmois in that the, for Hakoma today, let's talk like that mashmois for Hakoma today, so that the Gemara says that he won't be able to be made for tomorrow. Because a Hakoma today with Hafor tomorrow doesn't work, right? And this is, you know, with the Ran that we mentioned before picks up, that the Gemara over here seems to be taking on, you know, a different hanocha, that the Gemara doesn't really tell us about the shift. Right? The Gemara says, "Mi amrinan lemocha loy matzi mefer d'hokayim l'nidrei hayom." And the only reason why it should work, the Gemara says, "Oydil makivan loy omar l'kim lechayom." Oh no, maybe it does. Maybe by saying you want to be mefer tomorrow, the reason why it could work, the Gemara says, is because ki kam lemufa lechi lemochor mehayom kamar. That when he says tomorrow, the tomorrow, really he meant today. I have to explain that also, right? So this is where the Ran points out that the Gemara is working with an unspoken hanocha over here, which is different than the Gemara before. We'll see the Ran, right? We'll see the Ran over here. Zok the Ran. See the first Ran over him. Tamsuloy maholoy omar lo. Mehailish the mashma, the ilo omar kim lechi ayam umufa lechi lemochor pshita the mahani. The way, yeah, I'm not sure why he first says it like that at this point of the Gemara. Right? He could have said it before.
Yeah.
But that's what the Gemara is just taking on that side, right? Whatever that side was, it still is, right? You know, it didn't become any more than it was initially, right? Okay. Akopan zoktaram mehai lishtamash milo makim lechayim uflech lemochar pshita demahani. It would work. Ubasar hachi. However, after that, as the Gemara continues, mashma deloy mahani. It doesn't work. Why? The Gemara clears this shah that we're holding in right now to make a hafora tomorrow. And the Gemara says, Dilma kivan deloy omar kim lecha yoim ki omla mufalechi lemocha me ayoim ka omar. The only way that the Gemara, right, that a mufalechi tomorrow could work, the Gemara says, is because, you know, if we'll be able to see that he really means to have the hafora from today. Am pshita leila rabba di ilu omar lo kiyim lechi ayem umufa lechi lemochor loy mahani vekashion ahadodi. Right? So therefore asks the Ran that there seems to be a contradiction in the Gemara in the hanochis over here, and what the basic premise is. Zok the Ran Elo the rabba bekulu gavni misafkule. Zok the Ran in a chinami. Right? You're right. Right? There are two opposite studies going on, and the truth is that that's all part of the sophic over here. Nothing is definite over here.
We said before when we were speaking it out that the whole Gemara at this point is assuming you can make a limited hakama, because that's going to be the question later in the Gemara. So if you would learn the Imtim Salomar that way, that the sophic it had earlier is not the same sophic it's having before, I mean, the Ran seems to be working that the Babas have to have the same hanachas. Maybe the Babas don't have to have the same hanacha.
In what?
Meaning, the Ran is bothered by, maybe you could say, at this point in the Gemara, right, it doesn't know, it's questioning whether a hakama today is going to be a problem. Okay, that maybe a hakama today is going to automatically stop you from making a hafara tomorrow because you had a hakama. You can't have a hafara after a hakama. But
the Gemara before was just not assuming that to be a problem at all.
Okay, but is that taking care of the Ran's problem? I mean, the Ran's problem is that there seems to be contradiction in a, he doesn't really tell us why it does or why it doesn't work. He just says there seems to be a contradiction if one were to say Kiyum today and Hafar tomorrow, right? So, however you explain, why yeah, why not? But it sounds like at that point he's bothered by this. No, so making the explanation of the two tzedim, you know, giving maybe another explanation, would that satisfy his question, or you know?
What if he learns the second Baba the following way, that the question is, I mean, the Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with you making a hafara tomorrow, maybe because Taka your lashon was today. You had the Maisa hafara now. And I don't know whether the chalos is mamish tomorrow or maybe a rega before tomorrow. That maybe seems the Rush might be discussing that issue. But let's assume that right now he's saying mufer lamacher. The chalos is tomorrow. The mice is today. And the Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with that. The only problem is, oh, but you were Makayim today. So maybe now once you're Makayim today, you can't have a hafara after you had a hakama. Or no. Because you didn't actually say the hakama, really what you meant to say is your mufer macher mlaferia to today. Those are the two tzedim that the Gemara is saying.
You're saying over which
in the second bubble. So you get the second bubble.
The second bubble means the second shaila in the Gemara.
Okay.
So now, but the Gemara speaks that what is the Gemara. Are you saying over the Gemara?
I just spoke that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's hear that. We didn't discuss that, and you just spoke out what the two tzedim are.
Yeah. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with the fact that you had a maisa hafara today to. With a chalos tomorrow. The problem the Gemara seems to have is that because you had a hakama today, you're not going to be able to do a hafara tomorrow because you had a hakama today.
Right.
And you can't have a hafara after a hakama.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe because he didn't actually explicitly say hakama, now I'm going to the other tzad, because he didn't actually explicitly say hakama, really what he meant is I want it to be the chalos of the hafara to be lamachar, lamafreya to today.
Oh, 1 second.
That's what he says, no?
Let me just hear it again. And Nachamul, he wants... Let me hear it again.
I want the Hafara tomorrow, Lamafreya, that it should be go back to today. Because he didn't actually say Hakama.
Which side is that in the Gemara? That's the second side of the Gemara?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, I don't...
Kaven delo amar kiyam laichi hayom, ki amar mufer laichi lamachar, mi hayom kamar.
So, that advanced term of Mafreya is just throwing me off a little bit.
What is
so I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, Lamafreya, that he's making it tomorrow and he wants it to be Chal Lamafreya.
How did you understand those words?
I was going to discuss it.
I thought that was Pashut, that's what the Gemara is saying.
Well, as you know, nothing is Pashut, right?
True.
Right? Everything has to be investigated, right?
Yeah, I don't think I would have said Lamafreya, right?
Mi hayom kamer. Mi hayom kamer. Okay.
That he said it today, but not that it's... And the Lamafreya means...
He's saying tomorrow, but he said it. Mi hayom, he said it.
Right, so that's just getting the Yom Shomo he's dealing with, not when the Hafara starts, right?
Okay, I hear you reading it differently, but what I'm reading is the way I understand this problem is, right, it's either wanted, if he had said, Mekuyim Laichi Ayom Mufer Lamacher, it would be Pashut to the Gemara in this Baba, right, that it wouldn't work. And that's what the Ran says. It would be Pashut that it wouldn't work.
Right.
Because you can't have a Hafara after a Hakama. Even though you said, Mufer Leichi Hayom, you know, Mekuyim Hayom Umufer Leichi Lamachar, even though you said the Hafara today, the fact that you said it Mi Hayom, that's not what the Gemara means. Mi Hayom is the other Tzad. He said it, he's saying the whole thing today. So, but the Gemara is still on this side is saying that if you would say Mekui Mayom Umufer Lechi Lamachar, it wouldn't work because you can't have a Hafara after a Hakama.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or maybe because he didn't actually say Mekuyim Lechi Hayom, what he meant to say is he didn't really want to have any Hakama at all. He really meant to say it's Mufer Lechi Lamachar Mihayom.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I mean,
okay.
It seems to me that's the two tzadim of the Gemara in this bubble. Now, once you learn those are the two tzadim of the Gemara, so now the previous one, right? So if you would learn that that doesn't even work, right? Meaning if you learn that when he says Mufer Lechi Lamachar, even though he didn't say Mekuyim Ayom, and the Gemara is eventually going to say, and that doesn't even help, right? That doesn't help. Then Kal v'chomer, if you had said Mekuyim, it wouldn't help.
Right.
So the Gemara doesn't even have to tell me that case. So when it started in the first bubble.
So wasn't the Gemara initially assuming that like that? That's the Ran's question. No?
The Gemara in the first bubble was only. Gemara in the first bubble was already assuming it was not assuming at that point that being Mekayim Hayom is going to stop you from being Mufer Lamachar. Wasn't yeah. bothered by that question right. until the second bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it said, "Im tim silomar."
Isn't that what the Ron is answering? Is that if you want to be medakdek in each question, so they don't fit together? But there was a general not understanding. You have to learn the whole, all the cases together and. And even though one case is mashma one way and one's the other, but lemaisa all these issues were at question. That's
all right, I hear. I mean, I'm going to say this. I mean, the Rambam brings down all the Imtim Salomers.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on it, just brings down our Gemara.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says the Rambam paskins like the Imtim Salomer. Seems to, it seems to be very much not like the Ron is learning this Gemara, because the Ron is just learning there's a whole bunch of stakers here, the way you spake it out. That's the way I agree. That's the way the Ron is learning. The whole bunch of stakers, and the Gemara doesn't really mean him to Salomer. It just means to bring, I assume that's what he's going to say in the next words, although it's a little hard for me to exactly understand what those next words mean, but I think that's what he means. That this isn't a real Imtim Salomer, it's just a whole bunch of questions stuck together with Imtim Salomers. Would you understand the Ron that way?
Well, we'll translate the next words and then we'll see how we understood what that meant. You're saying maybe the Rambam has a different understanding in this. Could be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to give a look over there.
Okay.
Right.
So let's
just see what we pick up, right? So we just said over the Ran that the Ran is asking a question, a contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara has two shilas over here. The Gemara tells us what the second shila is based on, and the Ran notices that there's like a difference in premise. Right? Other than what in Tim Tzolomer that the Gemara talks about, something more basic, right? And that's what he's bothered by this contradiction. And on that, the Ran says Ela Rabo Bekulu Gavni Misafgale. So the Ran is opening us up to let us know that this contradiction that we're touching on, in truth, is really part of the Sophic. Of the Gemara. Now he says like this, V'chi ka'omer entim tzoloimar, holoi ka'omer lo. Now the man comes to explain, to show us that how we'll find this in the Gemara itself. When the Gemara says, "In terms of Maholai Ka'omar Lo," Zok the Ran Lishna Ketia Nokat. When the Gemara says, "In terms of Maholai Omar Lo," and now the Gemara is telling us what the premise of the second of this now upcoming Shaila is. Lishna Ketia Zok the Ran. Lishna Ketia means, right, literally means it's a cut off lotion, right? Which means it's a lotion which is short, which is not expressing really the full intention that should have been expressed over here. The in hochenami, and in truth, the boy lememar, the more really wants to say im timsloimar holoy omarlo veloy oid elo da afilo omarlo loy mahani. So we're actually putting that into the in timsloimar, right? As if the Gemara were to say that till now we're going, you know, with the premise that it could work. In Tim Soloimar, Zokteran, in Tim Soloimar, that, you know, that premise, you know, we're going to change, right? So he's really putting that into the in Tim Soloimar itself. Lishne Ketia, right? It's a short term, but really more lies in there than the words might have thought. Right? I think that's the translation of the Ran. So he's trying to get that into Intim Tlema, right? That I think he says, V'lo yoyd ela afil omar lo mahani. That's all part of the Intim Tlema. Okay, so that's how the Ran, you know, gets around this Gemara over here. Now let's just speak again. What are the tzadim of this Gemara? Okay, so what we do know is that this Gemara is going that we're one to say kim lechi hayoyim umuf lechin mocher, it will not work. Now this Gemara says as follows. Now the case of the Gemara is when a person just says muf lechi lemocher, and the Gemara says miyamin lemocher lematzi mefer duhokaime lenidre hayoyim, duhokaime lenidre hayoyim. This is the reason why hafara doesn't work. So the first step in that is even though he didn't clearly talk about a hakama, but we're understanding from what he's saying that if he says mufalechin mocher, right, that is expressing his interest in a hakama for today, right? Now, once that's accepted, so that'll be the reason why the hafara for tomorrow, which he is talking about, will not work. Now, that would seem to be that it's because of the hakama, which is done today, that's what's causing hafara not to be chal. What I mean to say, as opposed to not being a yom shomer, right? That's what we mash, right? Like Michael was pointing out before, and this would now. But what is today's hakama? Why is today's hakama a reason why hafara can't be chal tomorrow? So that would seem to suggest, right, that today's hakama is not going to be limited to today. Today's hakama is going to endure past the border of today. And when you come for tomorrow, and you want your hafara to land, you know, it's not going to work because the nether is still mekuyim. Is that how you understood it?
So that's how I understood it, but just with the addition that even though he only meant to be Mekayimah today, but once it's Mekuyim today, it becomes invincible.
Right. The Gemara later definitely says such and such, given the Kaime, that's what it would sound like that it's saying. Right. Okay. So this side over here is saying that the hafara tomorrow won't work because there is a hakoma today, and hakoma today is going to prevent the hafara for tomorrow. Now, what's the other side? He didn't say kaim lechayoyim ki ka'omer lo mufer leichi lemocher mehayoyim ka'omer. Now, what is the Gemara, this side over here, what is the Gemara saying to explain why the hafara could be chal? Kivan de loy omar lokim lechi hayoyim. In other words, the question is as follows, that if the reason why the first tzad, the hafara tomorrow doesn't work, is because point number one is that we hear in tomorrow's hafara that he wants hakama today. Point number one. And point number two is that hafara today is here to stay.
The
hakama is here, right? So I mix it up. Okay, right. If the hakama is here, it's here to stay. So if you want to explain why the hafara will be chal, right? So all you need to say is that there is no hakoma today, right? But the Gemara says more than that, right? The Gemara says that the second sad over here, kivon deloy omar lo kaim lechi hayoyim. He didn't say kaim lechi hayoyim. So fine. So stop right there. So there's no hakoma, and then you're fine. You don't have the hakoma to bother. Right, the hafar for tomorrow. So what's the Gemara saying now? Ki ko omer lo mufer leichi lemocher mehayoyim ko omer. Why is that necessary?
Meaning you would have had at that point a blank and then a hafara, and we think that's okay.
Right,
and
right.
That seems
right.
Not to be okay.
According to the way the Gemara Mitchila explained it, right? If the first sad, the reason why it doesn't work is because of having the hakoma now, so it would sound like that's the problem, right? And the blank would be fine.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, in essence, that's really, there seems to be like an inconsistency between the two tzadim over here. Right? The reason why the Gemara explains why it doesn't work the first sad, so the second sad should just be sufficient, just not to have that. Why do we have to make it so complicated to get around the problem which was never expressed, right? Now, before we try to answer that, let's just see. We started discussing this before. What is the second side over here, yeah. Right? In Tim Tzoloimar, I'm sorry, Kiko Omar Mufer Leichi Lemocher Mehayoim Ko Omar. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? So let's take on Mehayoim Ko Omar. Let's take on the easier explanation, right? Then we'll.
I mean, just to say the two tzadim, which you seem to say, yeah. I was saying it goes on the chalos, and you guys seem saying it goes on the maisa. Could that be a way to word?
Okay,
maybe the two tzadim that we're going to say.
Yeah. Okay, right. right. Uh-huh. All right. So that's what I was mentioning. The easier way would refer to the maisa. That the Maisa is today. So when you say Mufer Leichi Lemocher, on that the Gemara is saying that that's only the Chalos, but the Maisa is today.
And
now,
that's all you need.
Right. And Michael is suggesting that maybe even the Maisa is tomorrow, however, his intention is that it shall retroactively be chal. Now I wonder, Taka, if you could do such a thing. Is it possible? Maybe you don't mean that.
I mean, I'm agreeing. If you do the Maisa tomorrow, you can't make it
right. Right. Oh, right.
That
okay.
I'm asking.
Right.
For.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That
you don't mean that.
Question.
Right. So then, what is it? I mean, you're making the Maisa today. And you want it to be chal retroactively tomorrow. I mean, he said something about mocha, right? That's what I believe you're that's why you're saying that, right? You know, what's the mocha here? So if we were to say that it's activated tomorrow, but when you want it to be chal, first tomorrow or the mafreya, those are the two tzadim over here that we're discussing.
There's a footnote in the
Sifta. Yeah,
Quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Yeah, right.
As Gedr HaFara Zu Shel Mehayom Lamacher Shechala Hayom HaFara Legamri. Today the HaFara is Chal Legamri Al Hanos Shel Macher Me'achiv Es Hanader. Today is Chal Legamri, and it's a hafara for tomorrow's Hana.
Tomorrow's what? Hana.
Tomorrow's Hana for the Chis another. It's Chal now, but it's affecting tomorrow's Hana.
But today's Hana is still lesser. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Right here. Interesting.
But it's Chal today entirely for tomorrow's Hana.
Now, I think his problem is, I'm going to have to make Taka to work back. I think he has a problem of a kolsa.
Right?
That's his problem. That if you make a Maisa Hafora today, that it should first be Chal tomorrow, that there's a problem of a kolsa, that at the time of the Chalois, the Maisa is not here anymore.
Oh, I hear that.
What does kolsa mean?
Kolsa means it ended. It ended. And if a person, you know, would make a mashicha and wants it to be chal sometime in the future, then it's not going to be chal because it's a kolsa. Only a type of kinyan that's still around, like kesef. If I give you kesef and the kesef is still here, then you know you could set up the chalos to be chal later. And only because the ma'isik, the what's causing the ma'isikinyan is still here.
The kesef has to still be in the end.
Yeah, it could be. Oh yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So over here, the ma'isa afara is already ends at the point in time the person says it.
But based on what Rabbi Akiva is that note. Don't we have a klal that if you knock off part of a neder, the whole neder goes like we have?
Right. Mm. Very good.
So actually, I think he's bothered over there by the other way. You can't only be mevatel part. He brings it more later on. You saw that? He brings it more later on that if she makes a nether from anovim and teinim, he can't only be made for part.
Okay.
So he asks something. Yeah, you saw that? I saw this in passing. So that might be an opposite.
Shalas and Shulus.
Yeah.
How is that opposite? Really? That's
he's saying that you can't make afar, and you're saying that everything should become bottle.
What?
I think what the question over there was that you can't make a hafar.
Oh, okay.
Actually, one second. No, maybe this is what he was answering. I mean, that's what it is. I'm making a mistake. Was this is answer? I said, I'm remembering clearly right now. I mean, to be matter part of the nether, you can't. So at this point in time, you could.
So there's interesting. So hafara and hatara are different in that respect, because hatara goes all the way back to the beginning of the neder,
right.
Whereas hafar is only mikana laba.
Right.
So maybe this issue by time isn't a problem by hafara, that he could make it for tomorrow just like he can make it from now, and it doesn't go retroactively in the first place. I don't know. I'm suggesting. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I can think about that properly. Neder shehut mitzvah tzekula, does that apply to a hafora? Right. Now, that probably should not apply to hafora. Because, like you're saying, because hafora is mikana l'habo. Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm.
I'm on very unsolid footing, so if you agree with me, I'm very happy to have one thing that I can.
Yeah. Okay. One thing. So we just mentioned over here, maybe a third possibility, or maybe depending how you classify the first two possibilities. Maybe there are two separate possibilities or two branches of one.
Right.
Okay.
So again, we were going on one that says Miayom. Is it going on that he made the Maisa today, or the Chalul? Those were the two. So you were speaking out the Maisa today.
It
means to say the Maisa today.
Right. So definitely, definitely the Maisa today. And when is the Chalois being Chal? Is Bechais being Chal Lemochor, or the Chalois is being Chal? You wanted to suggest today. Now, like this. Now, we're doing this in order to get around a problem. That's where we were coming from. So just repeat the ha'ora and just I'll tell you what I was thinking, which is not really a real answer, but okay. So once when the question is like this, at the first time the Gemara is that when he says hafora tomorrow, that means hakoma today, which by the way. Remember we discussed before the Sodom Gemara as far as Hafora is concerned, maybe Hafora needs expression, right? But as far as Hakoma is concerned, maybe there are clearer rayas, but definitely according to what we said, that being Shoisik, right? That creates a Hakoma, that would suggest, right? Yeah, so that would suggest that we don't need for Hakoma a clear expression. Right.
We have there's an expression put down in the footnote here, something about ain hafara believe, but you can't have a comma believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Right. So that point is not an issue, right? As far as that's concerned. So the Gemara said the first time the Gemara is that you have your hakoma, and because you have your hakoma, that's what's going to affect the tomorrow's hafor, it's going to prevent tomorrow's hafor from being chal. Now the second side of the Gemara over here is definitely working that there is no hakoma, and therefore we're trying to understand that why are we making such a fancy hafor over here, right? Why are we changing hafor? So I'm just wondering like this, is that maybe the patterning order is that Just to say that he simply doesn't mean a hakoma today, maybe that's taka not a possibility. In other words, to leave a blank today and hafora tomorrow, that definitely is not a possibility. The only reason why he might not mean hakoma today is only because of the fact that today he wants the hafor in some kind of form. And that's why the Gemara is speaking out the second side. The Gemara is bringing the hafor in today, because only if we place the hafor in today, that will do away with the mashmois of a hakoma today. Right? Well, right? So basically what I'm saying, when I'm just answering my question basically is that in the chanami, theoretically, if you could just be blank today without the hakoma, then you're right, then you'd be safe. But there is no possibility, and therefore we need to occupy the today with hafara in order to prevent the mashmois of a mela hakoma setting in. Okay.
What's the status for the first day? On the first day, is she mutter to do the thing, or is she also?
She should be also. The only tzad over here is Michael's Lamafreya, right? Which even that, you know, one could wonder how you work with that, right? Because since it's only Chal Mafreya, at the time that you're eating today, you know, it hasn't yet been mutter, right? Right. So of a pashtus, yeah, today is still going to be also, right? Now, Hafara is first going to help, is going to be Chal tomorrow. And, you know, we have the different studies on how to understand that, right? Is the chalois first going to be chal tomorrow? Right? Craig is saying the problem of a kolsa, and therefore we're going to have to make it that really today, you know, it was fully chal for tomorrow. For tomorrow. Right? Mm-hmm. We're sort of, you know, we're making a hafara on a block of time that first starts tomorrow.
A normal lady who makes a nether right at the sunrise, and her husband's made for it 5 minutes before Shkia. What's the status between sunrise and Shkia?
Isser.
It's Isser. He was never making it,
right?
But it's also because of the nether. It's not Hakama, it's not Hafara, it's just Isser because of the nether.
Right.
So. If the hafara goes into effect tomorrow and there's no hakama on the first day, so it's the same like that. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the gemara over here, right? This is this the gemara. Shail, you're making a hafara for tomorrow. And the Gemara over here, if a hafor tomorrow suggests a hakama today, then hafor is not going to work. And only if we could prevent a hakama from being chal today by saying that we see that today is really the hafor. Really, the hafara is going to be chal today, or some degree of the hafara is going to be chal today, then there will be no hakama. And therefore, you'll have hafara for tomorrow. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So therefore, when the Gemara is saying that he said mufar lechi tomorrow, he's referring to that the hafara wants to affect tomorrow's hano. But when the hafara is happening, will be happening today, and discussing how how much of the hafara was chal today? Those are the two stuff that we discussed before. It's just the ma'isa, or we need to have that really the chalois also. The chalois also. Yeah. Now let's see the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Vim Tim Tzulem. We continue on. Yeah. Vim Tim Tzulem. Afilo hochi kivan de kaime hayoim. Lemocho kaman de isedomi. Now, let's translate these words. Vim Tim Tzulem. Afilo hochi kivan de kaime hayoim. Since he's a mekaime today. Lemocho kaman de isedomi. Now the words of this Gemara also are a little bit inconsistent, if we could call that. I mean like this. The Gemara is taking on the first tzad, right? The first tzad. So the first tzad was that hafara tomorrow suggests hakama today. Hakama today, you know, is gonna affect the hafara, because that comma will make that comma today. It's gonna be here tomorrow. So now when the Gemara is speaking out, that's in terms of time. In terms of time, it's going with the first tzad. So the Gemara says, "Nimzah afilo hachi kivon dekay mehayoyim." So if you're already up to step number two, right? Kivon dekay mehayoyim, right? The first tzad, the Gemara before wasn't so sure whether it was kay mehayoyim, right? So the Gemara says, "Kivon dekay mehayoyim." L'mochor k'man di'isei dami. So, you know, the Gemara didn't really have to speak that out. I mean, that wasn't in question, right? In other words, the first both thought in the Gemara is that once you're mekayim it, then the kiyum is here later. That was never the issue. The issue just was is did you have that kiyum initially, right? In the previous Gemara. So I'm just wondering why the Gemara has to elaborate over here. The Gemara should have just said in Tim Soloimar that you have your kiyum today, right? That's really what like the Gemara said, right? The first side is that
come on to Isay Dama. Your understanding is Isay means hakama, that there is a hakama.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Right. Kiven the kaime hayoim im timsar kiven the kaime hayoim the mocher command the isay dame. Right, so I'm just pointing out that the Gemara is elaborating on something which was really an assumption before, right? This was not in question, right? But the Gemara just elaborating really on what lied in that side, as we spoke out, right? That you first have to get yourself a hakama, and you also have to assume that a hakama, even though it's a limit, it's you're making a limited hakama, nevertheless, once you make a hakama, that hakama is here to stay. Kivan the kaimayem the mocher command the isay dami.
Command the isay. Becomes a permanent hakama?
Yeah,
but that's about to be the question. The Gemara.
Is the Rav like putting a comma between the two? You know, came of the kimei hayom, kama lamacher, command the iser, or in other words, maybe it's just like one statement. It's just saying that, and if you say that you were mekayim today, and therefore it's, you know, it exists forever. I mean, it's not like it's saying 2 points here, it's just...
Well, see, even more like this. What's the main thing? Afilu hochi. What's that afilu hochi? Like, I think more seems to be like pressing a point. Afilu hochi, no. But since you're kind of today, it's here tomorrow.
I'm saying that's all part of the afilu hochi.
What's the afilu hochi?
Afilu hochi
means afilu hochi should mean even what? You know, even
if we say that you were mekayim it today and it lasts forever, but what if you do it for shah achas?
Tim Suleiman afilu hochi. Oh, so the afilu hochi is just another way of saying in Tim Suleiman.
Yeah.
Let's say we would say that. So we'll take out those words. In terms of Lomar, kivan dekayim hayoyim, kiman deisei dami, that's all part of that tzad. That's true.
And you don't know the word dummy for that reading, do you? You really don't need dummy either.
Right.
It's the macharim isei.
Now, like you're saying, we're going to have to come back around to this to see whether this is right. More a little bit later, right? We're going to talk about this idea of limiting a hakama.
Wait a minute, that seems to be goof of the question coming up. So the Gemara can't be assuming that a limited hakama doesn't work at this point because they're going to be asking that question.
Okay, right. So then we'll have to come back around to that. Right? But so just again, clearly what these words, kiven de kaim hayom lemocher kamandi isei domi, right? What does that mean? Again, we're talking about he's saying hafara tomorrow, and we're taking on that hafara tomorrow does suggest a hakama today, and the hafara therefore is not going to work, and the Mora is expressing the reason why it doesn't work is since you have that hakama today, kaman di isei domi. Right? What would these words mean? Right? So let's follow through in the Hemshecha Gemara, and then we'll have to maybe come back around to these words.
And maybe we'll get it. Mm-hmm. Even then.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, yeah. Zolt Gemara. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says that we're going now, that if he says Haforo, if there's a Hakoma today and Haforo tomorrow will not work. Right, the Gemara is talking about, even if he doesn't clearly say, you know, the hakama, we're going on the side that it does create a hakama today. Zot the Gemara, but we could ask the following shayla: Kiim lechi sho mahu? Kiim lechi sho mahu? Zot the Gemara that let's say he says that he only wants the hakama to be here for, we'll call it an hour. Sure, right? Me Aminan command the Omar Lo Mufer Lechi Laachar Shah Domi Aidum Maholoi Omar Lo. So first the Gemara right now is discussing that the Gemara is assuming that the Hakoma for Shah will only be for Ashah. And therefore, you're still on the Yom Shammai, and therefore, you can make a hafara now. However, the Gemara is talking about that he didn't clearly talk about a hafara, so the Gemara is misupik whether a hafara could work. Now, this would sound like the first shayla that we started with, right? So this would be a little question over here that this is really, really the first shayla.
This is a repetition, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. According to this, by the Diyuk could mean if he said, you know, Mukuyim Lach L'shoah, and an hour and a half later he said Mufer Loch, it would be Mufer, according to this, where we are right now.
Yeah. And that's really how the Gemara is carrying on now. The Gemara says, in Tim Suleimar, Holy Omar Lo, what about Miu Omar Lo, Mai? Would that help? You know, if you said it clearly, would that help?
I mean, do you see a difference between if he said Mukuyim Loch L'shah and then an hour and a half he said Mufer Loch, or if he said Mukuyim Loch L'shah Mufer Loch Acharkach, or those two cases are identical?
I think the Ran in the Gemara's Raya points out that they're identical.
Okay.
Right? In the next Gemara.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see it here. So Zok the Gemara. But, right? So this first Shaila in the Gemara is based on the fact that he didn't clearly say his Hafara. So on that Gemara says that, well, you know, if that's no good because he didn't make a sufficient ma'is hafara, so we could still declare the shiloh when he did make a clear ma'is hafara. That means he said kaim lechi sho, right, for 1 hour, right, and then after that I want a hafara. Zotim, what does that work? My mi amin kiven the kaim mekaimoi. Do we say that once he's mekayimit, the kim is here? I deal makivin the kula yoyma bar hakama bar hafarahu, or something more. Since a person has the ability, a choice, one of the two. That the whole Yom Shama, he could either be making it or be mefer it. Ki omer mufi lechi lachar shom mahani. That will be a reason why that if he decides to mefer it later, it should work. Okay, now let's see what this means. But let's see, Nachman, where we're standing over here. The Gemara Shaila is a person. Everything's happening on the Yom Shammai. Everything's happening on the Yom Shammai. He's saying a hafara for a certain period of time, and then after that he wants a hakama. Excuse me, first a hakama, then afterwards a hafara. Or Zokta Gemara, the first side is that's not going to work is because Kivin the Kaime Kaime. Now this is where what we wanted to know, that in the previous piece of Gemara, when the Gemara was discussing that you're making that, you know, we're really working with a Hakama the full day, and the hafar is tomorrow. The Gemara over there said that kiven the kaimi hayem lemocher command the isay domi. What did ki is command the isay domi mean? Now at the time we were thinking that, you know, maybe it meant that, you know, once you make it your hakama, your hakama is here. And now that we get down to this line over here, and we see that the Gemara, that seems to be in question, so apparently that's not what the Gemara meant before. So let's look in the Ran, and if we see something in the Ran. In Tim Slamek, even the Kaime Hayoim, Lomocho Kmandi Isei Domi. See that Ran over there? Mishum de Kivan de Omar Mufer Lechi Lomochor. Since he said Mufer Lechi Lemoch, Mechal Do Ukme Hayoim. Okay, so that we're going to take on that Mashmois that he wants our Koma for today. V'kiven Do Ukme Hayoim Lemoch or command the Isay Domi. Those are the words of the Gemara. Now the next four words is the Ran's explanation to that. The Ran says the Mocher in is Man Haforo. Now it doesn't sound like the Ran is saying that the problem is because the Hakoma is here tomorrow. Right? It would sound like the Ran is explaining when the Gemara says that command the Isay Domi means something else. Maybe Itaka means the nether, right? Because the Ran says the problem is Mocher Ein Zman Haforo. Right? That's the problem. The problem is that you can't be made for tomorrow. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Mm. Right, so even though the Gemara is saying, you know, Kivan, right, the Gemara seems to be really dependent on the Hakomo, right? Kivan the Kaimei Hayoim at Lomocha command the Isay, but according to the way Rana is explaining, the real point is the fact that it's not the Yom Shama. That's what the Gemara means. And so from the Rana, it would sound like that the problem is maybe things that we discussed in the past, that one can't make a hafora for tomorrow, even if he tries to pre-plan it, right?
Right. The he doesn't have the ability. It's not the fact that he didn't express a desire.
Right. I think
going back to what I couldn't express your tutstanim earlier. I think those were them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so this is what we're just pointing out, right? That in the Gemara, so when the Ran explains to us that what that Gemara meant, right? The words maybe are not so expressive in the Gemara itself. It's not so clear that's what the Gemara means. Command the Isay Domi. Right? Initially, we thought Command the Isay Domi means is first to the Hakomo. We're saying that from the Hemshech Gemara, it sounds like Gemara was not saying that. So Elmai means the nether is command the Isay Domi, but why? Right? You know, what's causing the nether to man keep Isay Domi? So the Ran explains because it's not the Yom Shomai. So the reading is still a little bit difficult because why is that dependent on the Hakomo? right? So again, we'll have to explain, similar to like we said, like the idea that we said before, is that because if you didn't have the hakama there, then we could back up the hafara and you won't have the problem, right? Mm-hmm. Second, if this is right. According to this, since you had the hakama today, just don't think what this means. Yes, I'm talking not really explaining it so good. What does it have to do with the fact that you have the hakama today? How is that playing a role? How's that playing a role?
Okay, yeah. I'm wondering if you could touch the run this way. What it means to really focus on the word dummy, that it's not that the hakama exists tomorrow, but because you can't make hafara tomorrow, it's as if the hakama still exists tomorrow, because just like a hakama stops you from making a hafara, so tomorrow you can't make a hafara.
Okay, that could be. Let's say you'll have the result, right? The result of maybe you'll have the result of a hakama tomorrow, which the result of that is not be able to make that hafara. So you have that result today, maybe for a different reason. That's the dummy, okay, right? Let's accept that. Now, but what I wanted to know is that what is if the Ran is explaining that the problem is that mochor is in his man hafara, so why is that affected by today being a hakama?
In the previous bubble.
Yeah, one second. Maybe we have to say the same thing. Say the same cheshbon. If today wasn't tomorrow is not a zman hafara. Now that's definitely true. Now, of course, if today wouldn't have been a hakama, then we would have gotten in. See, I'm having a little problem over here. That if the second side of the Gemara is by really making a hafara tomorrow, you know, right, with the ma'is hafara today, right, to whatever degree, right. Now, but these two things are not really a contradiction, right? You know, I can make a hakoma today for today, and I could also at the same time make my ma'isa hafara for tomorrow. Right?
You mean your chalos hafara?
Even my ma'isa hafara, right? Would there be any problem for me to make a ma'isa hakoma today for a chalos hakoma today, and also make a ma'isa hafara right now for tomorrow? Is that a contradiction?
That's what he seems to be saying against. Is that you can't do a ma'isa hafara at a time when it's kiyum.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right? Remember we had the Gemara that says that if this hakama that this hakama is only chal if the hafara is chal. Right, and we said that can't exist.
Okay,
so you can't do two things at the same time.
So there we were understanding it as a kiyum forever and a hafara forever, and therefore they were so through each other.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the Gemara is there saying that even a partial one could exist.
Let's hear that. Someone wants to suggest that a ma'isa hafara, you can't even make a ma'isa hafara at a point when there's a hakoma on the nether.
So if you say mekuyim lach l'shah, you now have to wait till that hour is over to make the hafara. You can't say it'll when the hour is over, I'll have a hafara.
Or possibly you could say that I'm going to make a ma'isa hafar in an hour. Maybe you could say that, or maybe you can't. But, right? But you can't say that I'm making a ma'isa hafar for tomorrow during the time of the hakama. If it's simply to say that you have to physically wait for it, then I'll
I hear you're
going to
be getting into
options. Right, okay, so we'll see, we might run into a problem into over here, into this, in the case of Shaw then. Into the case of Shaw. Look, we want to know over here, the Gemara is saying that if it's Hayoim and the Mochon, more saying the reason why it doesn't work is because command that you say the Ran explains the problem is that you can't tomorrow lavar hafora. Tomorrow lavar. The problem is the hafora being chal tomorrow. Tomorrow. It means whatever kind of strategies we're trying to make over here, it's not going to work. Now, Shlomo is saying that's only because there's mashmois of hakoma now. That's the clear in the Gemara.
Well, I mean, because you guys are all on the assumption that as long as you make the maisa today, it can be for a chalos tomorrow. And so there's no contradiction unless you can't even have the maisa during the hakama. That's where we're standing, right?
Okay. Let's leave that over here where it is right now.
I mean, the way that I'm seeing it again, which doesn't necessarily mean that I'm right. Mm-hmm. Probably I'm wrong, but is that his intention is for it to, you know, let's even just talk about an hour. His intention is that it should be mekuyim for an hour. He wants that neder to be in force for that hour. Right?
Right.
Okay. Or whatever his reason is. I've heard some people say to teach her a lesson, some people to for other reasons. You know, I've heard different shatim on why he would want to do that.
Right.
But he wants it in force for that hour. So that itself pushes away the possibility of any kind of, from the way I see it, any kind of a chalos hafara. He wants it during that hour. You can't have any kind of a hafara because he wants it there.
Even hafara for later. That's
No.
No hafara at the time.
You can't have any chalos hafara during that time.
Right.
So once, and I'm coming from the point of view that the chalos hafara really can't be the next day. He can't start the hafara on the next day. I mean, you guys are assuming that he can, so that's really where there's maybe a little bit of a disagreement. But once you can't have the hafara starting on the next day, so once he says it's mekuyim for today, once he says that he wants hafara for tomorrow, and we assume that means mekuyim for all of today, so he wants it mekuyim for the entire day, so no hafara can be chal this entire day, because he wants it there,
right.
And then the hafara can't be chal until tomorrow, and, you know, tomorrow is not a day for hafara, because he can't have the chalos pushed off till tomorrow. The chalos has to be on the same day. That's the way I'm understanding. Again, that doesn't, you know, I see there are many, many ways of understanding or not understanding the sugya.
Okay. Let's let's hold that. I see this as a lot of dakos, very, very fine-tuned things over here, which maybe we'll have, they have to discuss it on a one-on-one level.
Okay. Disavow
me. No. I'm saying that maybe you know for the tzibur, you know, we'll okay. Continue on. Let's see. So Zotik Mar. Okay. So we're learning right now. Kim lechi sho mahu zokteran diloidomi sho va'achar sho liyamemochem mishum dehocha kuliyama barafarahu. That is what the Gemara is coming to gain, as the Ran spoke out. Right? The problem with the previous case was Mocha in his man Haforah. Therefore, says the Gemara, that fine, we'll make the Haforah on today. And that's why now first, the Gemara is opening up this tzad that we maybe were a little premature in discussing it in the Gemara before, which we saw that Mar must have referred to something else. Now, first, the Gemara opens this sad, this idea that keeping the kaime, which would mean that a hakoma can't be limited, can't limit a hakoma. Once hakoma's chal, it's here to stay. It's not something that you could tailor make the hakoma. So that's where the shaila over here. Lands at this point. That's what you want to know. Could a person make a hakoma, a limited hakoma, that the hakoma will end, and he could pick up, you know, at that point, and now he can make a hafara. The truth of the matter is that that's what it's relevant. But it's relevant is that if the hakoma ends, then hafor could be made to be matterit. Zok the Gemara Toshma. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I wanted to speak out the second side over here. I dilma kiven the kuli yoyim b'hakoma b'hafor who kiven dama mufalechi lachar shom mahani. Right, so I just wanted to speak out over here. That I mean, l'chayla the tutsdot madgmor are could a person make a limited hakoma or not? That's what the shayla is. I would think the shayla is, right? Could a person limit a hakom? Right, that's the question, right? So if that's so, again, we want to know what is this arichus that the Gemara is speaking about in the second side. Zok the Gemara mi amrin kim kame kame oidilmo kivon the kuli yemi bar hakom bar aforahu ki amar mufelech lechashom mahani. What is this all about? I mean, what's this arich zovid? Mora tells us that since a person has the ability on the Yom Shomoy, that entire day he could decide whether he wants hakoma afara, so that lends to the ability over here to be mefer la'achar sho. How does that help or hurt? The question over here is l'chayra whether the hakoma could be limited or not limited, right? The first side was you can't limit hakoma. So the second side has to be that you could limit a hakoma. So how is these words explaining or helping why you should be able to be limited a hakoma? Now, I mean, that's the what the Gemara would be saying, or else, you know, the Gemara would be talking something which is irrelevant. Right? The second side, the Gemara has to hold that you could limit a hakoma. Right? But the Gemara, in giving that out, the Gemara is saying, well, since a person has the ability to be mefer and to mekayim the whole day, so that's why, you know, he could be mefer. What I'm saying, but the issue over here is whether the hakoma could be limited or not. So I would think.
The difference between this one and the previous one, but it was hayom and momocha.
What?
It's trying to emphasize the difference between this case and the previous case, where the previous case was hayom and momocha. And in the previous case where it was Hayom and Lamachar, it's not Kul Yom Bar Kama. Lamachar is not a Bar Afara. Since Lamachar is not a Bar Afara, therefore, since the Machar is not Bar Afara, so in that case, we're naming on that, we're taking on the tzad that the Afara doesn't work tomorrow, because tomorrow is not a time to do Afara. But in this case, it's emphasizing that since the whole day is bar hafara, so in the afternoon you could be mefer at that time, and therefore the this sad is saying that.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, at the time, what the question is, and maybe you're saying that taking a different direction. I thought that the Mora should be speaking at the two stodom of the Shaila, right? Now it sounds like that what you're explaining is the Mora is not really speaking at the second side of the Shaila. The Mora is just reminding us why this case doesn't have the previous problem, right? Right, so you're saying in a chenami, this Gemara, you know, the oi is not really speaking out what we're saying. You know, we're just giving us the background how it could possibly, and we're supposed to understand ourselves, right? So the really the Gemara, you know, is saying could you limit it, not limit it, and the arichas that the Gemara is saying over here is not really touching the point. Okay,
right? The Gemara is saying this is.
Yeah.
Why did the Torah give you the full day? Why did it say that when you hear about it, you have to be mefer immediately?
In 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
Right? And so by the fact that it's giving you a whole day shows that you can have periods where there's a hafara and periods where there's a kiyum, or periods where there's a kiyum and periods where there's a hafara. Right? In other words, that's the
okay.
reason for it.
Can I say a slightly different take on
yeah.
this?
Mm-hmm.
That if the Torah didn't give you the whole day, then any kind of a kiyum, if you didn't immediately say, I don't want this, then mamela, you're really saying, I want it.
Right.
And then once you say, I want it, it's there. Right? It's like an instantaneous decision. But because the Torah gave you the whole day, so now your initial reaction of not being mefer is not automatically a kiyum that you can no longer be mefer anymore. It's a slightly different way of
but yeah, mm-hmm. it's the same pattern.
Okay. But you're saying what I would have liked the Gemara to say, right? That these words over here is really the basis, right, of this second side. Why? You should have the ability to tailor your hakom, right? Okay, very good, very good. Okay. So we have two ways how to go about this gemara, right? Either the gemara in the chenami is not really expressing the second side, and the gemara is really just giving us background, right? Mm-hmm. Or the gemara is saying a basis for the second side, a basis for the ability to limit a hakom. Very good. Let's use my toshma. Toshma Habeni Nizir Vishoma Bail Vomavani. And Isha, she's Makabo Nizirus. Harein Nizirus. The husband hears it, and he says, Vani. He also wants to be an Azir, right? But, you know, he doesn't want to make a full, his own Kabbalah Nizirus, and he's using hers. he's creating a Kabbalah Nizirus through hers by saying, Vani. I would like to be, right, in the same situation that she is. Now, by doing that, obviously he is bimagala, right? That he is happy with her nazirus. Zok the Mishnah en yachol hafer. See, he can't be mefer, even though he's on the Yom Shama. He can't be mefer. So says the Gemara, this is a raitos. Vamai, why is the halacha that he can't be made for? Nemo va'ani de Omar hu al nafshe the havinozim. The hainu azoi, that what more means over here is that his nazirus, he wants be kabbal nazirus, right? You know, a full nazirus, right? He's not putting any limitation on his nazirus. So zok the Gemara that the lack of limitation should only affect his nazirus. That's how I like to attach the Gemara. Bani da Omar.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's different levels of nazirus. Stam nazir, I think, is shloshim yom, but you can accept nazirus for 6 months, you can accept nazirus for a year, there's different types of nazirus. So So if she said Harini Nazira for a year, and he said Vani, would he become a Nazir for a year?
That's a good question.
Or does he become Vani? I'll also be a Nazir. I'll be a Nazir Stam. I'm going to be a Nazir Stam for Shloshim Yom. Is his Hatzfasa the exact level of what her Nizimus is? And when her Nizimus stops, his Nizimus stops automatically? Is it?
Valid question. Does that connect with that, with our Sugi over here per se?
I think it does.
Yeah, okay, that's what I want to hear. Yeah?
Because if he is able to be made for her Nether, if he's able to be made for her Nizimus, so then by at any point, even Shah is a Mekayim and Shah Mefer, so then his Nezirus is going to stop.
Is that necessarily so?
He's got Tfasa to her Nezirus.
Okay, so this what you're saying right now is really on next level to your original Shaila.
Right.
Okay, one second. Let's discuss the more, and then we'll come back to what you're talking about. Right. So basically, the Gemara right now is saying is more bringing a raya, right, to this whether a person could limit a hakoma. Definitely over here that there is a hakoma over here by him using her Naziris as the vehicle for him to be mekabel, right? But the halacha is that he can't be made for her Naziris, right? Afterwards, says the Gemara. One second, right? Why can't he? I didn't see that he wanted that her Naziris should be here forever, right? He just wants her Naziris to be mekuyim.
Long enough,
right, for him to be able to build his own Kabbalah Nazirus on hers, right? And that's efficient to show moment, whatever it is. After that, where do you see that he had an interest that her Nazirus should be mekayim her Nazirus forever, right, throughout the day? LMI must be that you're right, even though we take it, don't see that, but once he makes a kiyum, that's it, it's finished, because you can't limit a kiyum. Right? That's what it means to bring a raya. So tomorrow, the only reason why the halacha should be such is only because you can't limit a hakama, and being that he wanted hakama for a moment, is it, that's it, you can't limit it, right? And then it's hakama forever. And that's when we wanted to bring that raya. Zok the Gemara loy. No raya. Kosovar kol va'ani kimando omar kiyem lechi la'oilom domi. Says the Gemara, no, don't take out what you wanted to say from over here. That maybe really if a person would clearly make a limitation on hakoma, he could. Over here, since he said Vani, there was no positive expression of limiting Hakoma. In Vani definitely lies the Hakoma. And he didn't clearly limit it. So that's why over here, without making it true that all that is necessary maybe is the Shoah, but since he didn't limit it, he bavani, which is a hakama, he didn't limit it. So in the ani happens to specifically, ani lies an unlimited hakama, but it doesn't mean to imply that he doesn't have the ability to limit the hakama. Right, that's the Mor's mantra. This is a local, it's a local scenario over here where the hakama is forever. But as far as we're concerned, maybe if he would clearly limit it, then he could. Right? So therefore the moral remains with the Shaila, and right, we're left with the Shaila, and therefore like the Ran tells us that you have to be Machmir, softer ice. Now Rabbi Leo, let's hear where your Shaila is relevant. Right?
The footnote over here says,
yeah,
in the name of Tiferes Tzion, I don't know who that
okay.
is.
Okay.
In the last line of the Gemara, that Kesavar Hatana, the Tana holds whatever you say, Vani Kiman, the Amar Kai Lech Lolom Dami. So on that, he says, the reason is, Shari Asa, that's what toppled in the Zirasa. He made his Nazirus toppled to her Nazirus. Shem Shahu Rotsa Shatakum Nazirasa had soaps mana. Cain who Rotsa Shatakum Nazirasa al Kol Osas Azman. The teretz of the Gemara is that he's making his Nazirus toppled to her Nazirus, so therefore. If he wants his Nazirus to last, he wants her Nazirus to last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little different explanation. I was saying that that there is no limitation that was in Zgala, and he's saying that it's comparable. The Vani is comparable to hers.
Mm-hmm. That's more the direction I'm going.
Now let me just see that for a moment. See, now remember, we're discussing the Hakama, right? We're discussing the Hakama. I just want to see how that plays in over here. You know, in the Vani, right, and then maybe it'll be relevant to what you're saying. See, there's two things over here, right? We have the Hakama, and we have his Nazirus. Now, when the Gemara wanted to bring the Raya, the Gemara understood that his Nazirus will not be affected by the extent of his Hakama, right? And that's the Gemara saying. So the Gemara that if he could...
For 10 minutes, then her Nazirus is for 10 minutes make him. It's long enough to make his Nazirus go into effect. His Nazirus keeps on going, and he can be made for her Nazirus, and her Nazirus can end.
Right.
That's the Hakama.
Right. Right, definitely so. And the truth is that even more, right? And I want to point what something that you mentioned like this. I just want to point that important point. That his Nazirus is really dependent on her Nazirus, is dependent on what her Nazirus was at the time that he's mafis, his ani. Now whatever he plans on doing afterwards, right, he plans on ending it. It really has no bearing on that. Right, no, this, the kipshutai, there really should be no difference. Even at the time that he makes his hakama, he's having in mind, next second I'm going to end her nazirus. That's a new thing. You know, it's intrinsically her nazirus is loyal. Right, so when he's matches it, he has the full whatever. Right. Right, so you know, his hafara later on really should have no bearing on his hatfosa that he's making right now.
His Nazirus is plugged into her Nazirus. If you shut off her Nazirus, his Nazirus is shut off.
So what would you say if she died the next day? Does his Nazirus stop?
Even that's
external.
Mm-hmm.
No, she had Nazirus forever. It's not continuously, but it's the type of Nazirus that would have gone on forever, just she doesn't go on forever.
Right, so that's what a Hafara really is. It's, she had a Nazirus forever, and then it got cut off.
Right, there's something new that came on. I mean, unless that you understand that there's like a T'nai, and he's saying that, I only want a Kol Zman that hers came, and if any reason arises which will end hers, I will also want mine to be like that. But I would think unless you have such a gila like that, you're working with intrinsically what her Nazirus is, and intrinsically.
Let's say she took Nazirus for one day.
So I'm saying that was your first child.
Yes.
That I hear better. Right, if her Nazirus was a limited Nazirus, right, it can't be for one day. But whatever it is, it's for 30 days. So even if he wants, however you're going to arrange it, but
no, just to talk about the time. Nazirus for 6 months, a year.
What?
Or whatever. Is his Nazirus totally in the length of her Nazirus?
Let me just get the question this way. Let's say another's passing, and you see he's another. Oh, okay, I want to be like him.
But he only has one more day. No. His Nazirus ends tomorrow.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask that. Then he's Shoal on his Nazirus.
That's different.
Right.
So that you see is different. Okay, fine. Okay.
That's not different. No, because that his Nazirus. No, but if if his nezir.
So what would you say? I was wondering, because I was wondering that case.
Because it goes Lamafreya, right? It goes right. Like he was never even another.
Right. So right.
But
so
when you saw him,
so,
I don't
so
know.
What would you say in that case?
I mean, I guess we need to learn Nazir, Nazir, but I guess well, it seems to me he would still be a Nazir. I think he would still be a Nazir, but I don't know. I mean, we'll learn the Masechta. We'll see. I was trying to bring a better case because the case of dying wasn't speaking so much to him, but I thought maybe this case might speak a little bit better. No, my
I was thinking about that, but I'm afraid it strikes me that it would knock off his Naziris.
You know what I mean? You think it would knock
because off. It's Lemaisa, the person didn't have a Naziris.
Oh, so now that's what you're saying. Because so it's different here because here he's being made for hers. Afterwards, right. It's Mikan La Abba, but it was still there at the time. So it's not a good. I didn't help. Okay, I was trying to help. I didn't
okay,
help.
Okay, but we have to look into over there. See, because the Va'ani over here, we have to know really what it is. I think the simple understanding is that it's like a yad, right? You know, it's a way of expressing your rotzen. So if the person at the time was a nozer, and therefore by saying Va'ani, you express that the fact that it goes off Lamafreya, it really shouldn't take away from his expression of his rotzen, right? If the understanding was somehow that you're drawing his Naziris onto you, then you could talk about, you know, if it never was, you know, check, right? But Kipshuta, you're using just him as like a yad. So you have your, no, you're only making your own mice in the zeros. You're not, you know, it's not like a hamshoch as a. I would think. We'll find out.
If the nazar that's over the front of his zeros is over tomorrow, and you say vani, you only nazar for one day.
I don't think there's such a thing.
And the nazar, you don't
believe in the zeros. You believe in if it was for 45 days, and he said Va'ani, right?
That's such a lush one. But if you do Atfasa, then you're making it, I'm like him.
I hear your question.
yeah, okay, this we have to find out. I don't know.
And if the Nazar is passing by, is the Nazar for the next 20 years?
Yeah, all the same question over here, right? Does Va'ani create the full format of that person's naziris, or it's just the ikra haniziris? That's what you're using it for. But the pratim are really see, I guess you could clear this on two levels. That if his intention is otherwise, does it help? And let's say he has no intention, is it memela totally in that, or his specifics never go into what you're doing, and it just has din of a stam naziris? That's all it is. Okay.
Sometimes we avoided the person and we ask him what his intention is.
Yeah. Right. That's one.